Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
My goodness. Well, you know, I was reading the Word the other day and just looking at how Jesus so dealt with the religious spirit and just the spirit of religion during his time. And, you know, in Matthew 15:10, he's talking to the Pharisees and says, listen, talking to the disciples, says, Jesus called to the crowd to him and said, listen and understand. What goes into a man's mouth does not make him unclean, but what comes out of his mouth is what makes him unclean. You know, the Pharisees at the time, they were just having this whole debate, and they were questioning Jesus and his disciples on why they don't wash their hands.
Is that something? Like, are you seriously? Are you really? You know, I'm about to die on a cross here. Are you talking about washing hands? you whitewashed tomb. Are you really? You viper. You twice as much a son as hell.
Real?
Are you really talking about? I mean, think about that. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
But so crazy. True, isn't it? Did you just say washing my? Are we going to talk about saving the nation? I'm sorry.
No, but that's what the spirit of religion does. It's not about our diet or the food we eat.
Thank God.
Yeah, exactly. Hello. these religious observations that are void of God, you know, but it's about really at the depth of what's in our heart. And you think about it, religion is one of the greatest affronts to the gospel, to the cross today. I mean, it's really evil because it gives an appearance of spirituality.
What put Jesus on the cross?
Hello. Yeah. And he gives an appearance that it's right. It gives an appearance that it's holy, you know. But in reality, it's nothing. It's religion. Man's
whitewashed tombs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man's confidence in his flesh, fleshly rules and traditions that have nothing at all to do with God. And many today are falling into a trap of following these foolish traditions outwardly. You know, the Word of God says that they had a form of godliness, but they denied the power thereof. And it's like, listen, this is not a day to play around with God or a church. You know what I'm saying? Not to do these religious observations and have these, you know, religious traditions. God's not in it. God's looking at the heart.
Well, it's funny. You know, sons of Steve thought about that. They said, you know, hey, this is pretty cool. This is pretty cool. I think, you know what? I think I'm going to do this. I'm watching Paul and his relationship with God and all that kind of stuff. Remember what happened to them, right?
Oh, yeah, they got all tore up.
You know what is saying? It? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, what do you say? In Paul's God,
yeah.
Right?
Come out. As he was going down, they were going down. A couple times it worked. A couple times it worked. And so they're going down to do ministry, and they see some people that are demonically oppressed. And they're going to bring deliverance. And they're going and so they say, in the name of Paul's God, come out. And these demons took over this man and just whipped their butts and literally sent them running. But they were literally butt naked.
Yeah.
They were butt naked, running back. And you know, I really believe a day is coming really soon when the sons of Sceva are going to be humbled, and you know this religious junk is just gonna, you know what I'm saying? It's like, mm-hmm. Come on, you know. Just I love that movie Joshua where he sees the sons of Sceva, one of them in that tent. You remember that guy? And he's having a tent meeting, and I'm all for tents. I'm not against. I don't care. I got a good friend's got a tent. Anyway, we were in tents, an 8,000 square foot tent.
Sure did.
Yeah, we were.
Lord, thank you. We're not in that tent today. And so, in Joshua, this movie, which you got to see if you have not seen it. This is what you know. This is just a movie, but it is such a it's an anointed movie. I believe it really just kind of talks what you're talking about religion and relationships. So this guy walks into this revival meeting going on, and this evangelist or whatever he was preaching, and he had it rigged up where it's going to look like somebody got healed, but they really didn't get healed. He was faking. He was lying.
A show.
And then Joshua walks in, which was the representation of, you know, Jesus or whatever. And he didn't come in and condemn the man. He just looked at him. He said, dude, you don't have to do it this way.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it this way. Mm-hmm. Isn't that cool? You don't have to do it this way. And then he laid hands on the lady, and I believe she could see after that. And I want to encourage you, if you're a sons of Sceva, right?
Sceva.
I'm thinking about stevia right now and sugar. If you're the sons of Sceva, you know, that stands for SOS. And it's going to be a moment in time where you're going to have to put an SOS out. But I'm just like the movie Joshua. I'm just telling you don't have to do it that way. Yeah. Really. You may, what you think you've been doing a lot of, it looks like a lot, but if you narrowed it down and sifted it down to what was genuine, It may not look like a lot to you, but hey, but it's authentic.
That's right.
You know, just allow whatever God's doing. Jesus had 12, you know, and one of those guys was a doubter. Another one was a thief, you know, and a betrayer. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And so yeah. understand that just do what's authentic. And he looked at him, he said, you don't have to do it this way. And mm-hmm. so if you are an SOS, if you're a Sons of Sceva, understand that, you know, all this religious stuff that you're doing and you're just working yourself ragged, trying to look religious, like I'm talking, John's talking about, that I just can tell you right now, you don't have to do it that way.
Mm-hmm. You don't. In fact, Jesus called the Pharisees blind guides. Blind oh, wow. guides. If a man leads a blind man, both will fall into a pit. Wow. And it's like, you're right. You don't have to. Listen, why settle for something that's fake when you can have an original relationship with God and do it his way, out of the overflow of your heart, right. not out of the outer flow of your flesh.
Right, right. And then, you know, it's exactly it. And when you think about it, that Jesus said, this is what he said. He said, listen, he's talking to the religious folks who claim they were the ones mm-hmm. who were walking with the revelation of God, you know.
Right.
And what they were doing, they were benefiting off those in their past that did, but they weren't.
Right.
They were benefiting off of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and what happened over the years. But all of a sudden, now when God's walking the earth and he's looking at them, they're calling him Satan.
Mm.
The religious folks call him Satan. Mm-hmm. They're concerned about losing their congregants right. to God.
Their followers.
Jesus took one of my, what was mine? It's like, he's God. mm-hmm. He's God. You know, can you
say deception?
Yeah, John the Baptist. They came to John the Baptist and said, hey, we're losing people. They're following. It's like, let them follow Jesus. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing what we're doing, you know, is to follow. Yeah, thank God they're going to follow. That's good. Anyway, so then he looks at it, he says, listen, he's talking to the religious folks who he called, you know, whitewashed tombs, I don't know, snake, right?
Yeah, right.
Snake.
Brood of vipers.
Yeah, brood of vipers.
Brood.
He looked at them and he said, this is God talking to the religious folks. Listen to this. Because remember, I'm saying that because Jesus didn't say anything unless he heard the Father God, his Father God, tell him to say it. So God says, and Jesus said, and God said, thee, and Jesus said, thee. Mm-hmm. So understand that flow is coming from the creator of the universe. And so, you know, Jesus says to the religious folks, he says, you go all the way across these seas or oceans or whatever to win somebody, to win them mm-hmm. as a convert, to win them. And then you bring them over and you put so much on their back, so many do's and don'ts on their back. I mean, lots of do's and do's and don'ts and don'ts and don'ts. And you watch them crumble under all those works. Mm. And then you don't even lift a finger to help them. And this is the ultimate thing. And you make them twice as much a son as hell as you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, come on. That's, you know, it's not about, it's like this, listen, religion will nail you to the cross. There will be a day in your journey of religion that it will be made known to you that you can't do this in your flesh. You can't be the sons of Sceva. You can't, you know, and understand if God's repulsed by religion, and I'm not talking about pure religion, right. but I'm talking about what we're talking about.
Man's traditions.
Yep, traditions of men and the philosophies of men that makes God's word of non-effect and holds God's people captive. Mm-hmm. That he's repulsed by it. He says, you're making him twice as much a son as hell as you are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that should just, that alone should just kind of get our attention saying, you know, I don't want that, you know, and I want to be able to do what's right before the Lord. And you find out when you get into relationship with God and you throw out men's religion, it's a wonderful thing. And you'll find out when you're walking in a relationship and things start getting rough is because you probably got a little religious. You know, something mm-hmm. started creeping up, your flesh started creeping up. Now all of a sudden you're trying to, like, you know, Satan whispered in your ear, step on a crack, break your mama's back, and now mm-hmm. you're dodging cracks. But where did that come from? Because the law is the power of sin. If you start receiving this stuff to your flesh, then you start trying to accomplish it in your flesh, then sin comes.
Mm-hmm.
And so you start beginning to put these things in your pathway, and you got to be careful. So, you know, I'm staying in relationship. And that's why we encourage you. Every single time we talk to you about abiding with God, every single day, abide with the Lord but just spending time with him in his word, talking to him, listening to what he says, reading his word, hiding his word in your heart, and then do what he impresses on you or tells you what to do. Hear and obey. It's what we always talk about. And if and we got a simple plan for you to be able to do that. If you don't have one, it's at iabide.org. You can request a free plan today and begin to spend time with God. And that God will help you not end up in the tragedy that the sons of Sceva, ended up in. You won't have to be on some island somewhere drawing SOS in the sand. Does anybody know Jesus that I've been preaching? Come help me. Get me free from all this, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.